So the nature restoration law is basically to restore damaged habitat, damaged environment, damaged ecosystems. And there has been a recognition for the first time in the European institutions that we need to restore nature, not just protect it, but now it's time to restore it by having legislation that will create legally binding targets for the different for the member states. So that's what's happened. We now have, over the last few months, negotiated a nature restoration law. It's protecting it's about protecting 20% of damaged ecosystems between now and 2030, and it will cover all kinds of different ecosystems, from rivers, farmland, forests, uplands, coastal, marine areas, as well as towns and cities. So it's a really, really important piece of legislation. Now that we know that biodiversity is in decline, that habitats are in trouble, and that if we have healthy ecosystems, they will help us in the fight against climate change.
Now, this was hotly contested in advance, and in the run-up, we've spoken to you about it before. It was fiercely contested by the European People's Party, the centre-right group, in relation to that. But they say now that people on the environmental side of things have moved more towards their position in the final sign-off of this law. What's your view on that argument?
Yes. So just last week, this nature restoration law was agreed in trilogue between the European Commission, the European Council and the European Parliament. Now, there was, as you said, a real opposition from the EPP party, of which Fine Gael are part of, in terms of this legislation. And they tried to gut it out, really, to erode some of the objectives, the articles in it. Now, in the trilogue negotiation, some of those points were brought back into the legislation. So something they talked about, the Article 9, which covers agriculture. So now, back in the legislation, is that 30% of degraded peatlands have to be restored by 2030. Now, the really important thing, Gerry, is, and really important that farmers understand, this, in Ireland, we've been told by the government that this can be done on state land, on Bord na Bona and Cuilte land. However, if farmers want to opt in to voluntary schemes, there will be options for them, so a reward mechanism for farmers. But before that happens, Ireland must prepare, in consultation with farmers and other stakeholders, a national restoration plan that is fit for Ireland. So once the legislation is fully signed off, and that will happen over the next few weeks in the European Parliament and the European Council, Ireland will have 2 years to come up with their national restoration plan. And as I said, farmers and any stakeholders that want to engage in that process, they will have the opportunity to do that. But I think what we have to remember is that we know that there is a return on investment on creating restored healthy ecosystems, and that there will be jobs created in rural environment for those who
feel it'll make financial sense for farmers and for rural Ireland. What's your response then to, admittedly, long-time critic of this deal, Deputy Michael Fitzmaurice, who says the agreement on the final wording of the nature restoration law is a black day for Ireland? It'll place unbearable pressure on our farmers and landowners, especially those on marginal lands. What's your response to his statement?
I respond to Michael to say, Michael, would you roll up your sleeves? Would you smell the coffee? Would you recognise we have great opportunity here? We cannot keep resisting change, because we've seen the flooding across the country. We see the impacts of climate change. We know that by restoring habitats, we will restore nature. We will also help to adapt and mitigate to the huge flooding and climate change. And I'd say to Deputy Fitzmaurice, please come on board, give us some hope, pull up your sleeves and work with us.
Okay, with that in mind, it's not just him, it's also government ministers who have issues. And we mentioned the EPP in Fine Gael, Deputy Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for State at the OPW, who's in charge of flooding remediation works in this country. He said this in relation to the suitability of the law for rural Ireland.
Most of the people live in the open countryside in one-off rural houses, the same as in Kerry. If you take it that anybody is going to bring in a policy to say that we're going to eradicate one-off rural housing, well, you know, they're not going to be around for a long time anyway. That's for absolute guaranteed, and that's for certainty. Policies of these nature, they're just plucked out of the air in Europe, whether it comes from the birds directives or the habitats directive. Most of the issues that we have to contend with now has emanated from the European Parliament.
So what do you make of his statement in relation to the pressures it will bring about?
I'm wondering if that statement is taken out of context, because this legislation has nothing whatsoever to do with single one-off houses.
Well, he's talking about one-off houses built on essentially peatland and bogland,
okay,
and a fear that they may have to be re-wetted in years to come. Maybe not the next 5 years, but the next 10, 20 years.
Gerry, anyone who saw what happened in Claren Bridge last week, anyone who has seen what has happened in Middleton will know that our planning legislation has got to be really robust. We have to stop planning, building on floodplains, and we have to recognise that we are going to need floodplains to act as buffers, to take up, like sponges, to take up the water in flood zones and that. So I would say to the Minister, you know, there is huge support from Europe in terms of funding and support to put in the infrastructure to mitigate the impacts of climate change, like flooding. And I would say again to the Minister, you know, look, would you please get on with it? We have to stop wasting time. And we've wasted time for years denying the reality of climate change. We can really see it now. We can hear it in the science. We can see the damage to ecosystems in terms of the reduction of biodiversity. We heard it in the Citizens' Assembly on biodiversity, Irish people saying we've got to do something. And that's what I'm saying to the Minister, to Patrick, and to Deputy Fitzmaurice. Look, would you just come on board? We're going to have to take action and put money in creating the environment and the housing conditions that work in changing times. And if we don't, we're going to lose more time and create more costs and damage in the meantime.
Okay. All right. MEP Grace O'Sullivan, thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning.
Thank you very much, Gerry.